It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's March 30th or 31st, depending on when you're listening to this. We're right around the corner for baseball season, and that's appropriate for my guest, who I will introduce momentarily. Big shout-out to my running friends for doing the first race of the Capital Area Race Series last weekend, and that was the Gilmanton 5K. First mile, relatively downhill, and the last mile was like going up a mini Mount Washington road race. And speaking of races, if you are listening to this, either on Saturday at 9 o'clock or Sunday at 7 o'clock, there's still time to register for the two-miler, the Shamrock Shuffle at 11:15 on Sunday, March 30th. That's actually 31st, excuse me. That's actually a two-mile race. There is a half marathon the day before, Saturday, March 30th. But if you're listening to this on Saturday, it's too late to register because that's starting at 9 a.m. Also, for my Mountain Goat friends, we have the Winter Wild last race of that series, and that's at Gunstock at 7 a.m. I don't think this year I can squeeze it in. Last year I did it and then raced to the start of the Shamrock Half, and it was kind of nerve-wracking to do that. So Brandon knows I won't be at Gunstock, but I will be at the Shamrock Half on Saturday at 9 and also the Sunday race at 11:15. Big shout-out to my guest last weekend, Eleanor Vian, who talked about Prevent Abuse Neglect Through Dental Awareness, a program that we have at Northeast Delta Dental to alert professionals and others to the signs of potential neglect having to do with things like, you know, baby bottle syndrome. But with the nice weather upon us, let's play two. With me is the general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Mike Ramshaw, looking fit and ready to do with me the 2 mile on Sunday. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Tom, thank you for having me.
Can you believe another season's upon us?
I cannot believe. It flies
just
by.
It does, doesn't it? It just seems like we were, you know, talking at the Granite State baseball dinner. Then we get through the winter, and before you know it, we're already starting. So opening night is the next Thursday, April 4th. Tell us about opening night. Anything special planned?
Well, we're very excited. We have the banner that we won. That, you know, for those that don't know, we won the Eastern League Championship in 2018. So celebrating with the team. I had the opportunity last week to go down and present the rings to the team, and they were very excited. They're excited. Those that are coming back are excited to be coming back, and hopefully we'll be able to repeat as champions for 2019 and make it a back-to-back and stay competitive on the field.
It's pretty terrific success the New Hampshire Fisher Cats have had both on and off the field. Kind of off the field, you and owner Art Solomon are a little bit more control of the customer service and all the things you do to make it such a great fan experience. The roster is a little bit dependent on what the major league team wants to do, although I know occasionally Art will place a phone call. But you have won three Eastern League championships, 2004, 2011, and 2018. So that's awesome. Tell us about the new manager.
Mike Mordecai, great guy. I've seen him. He's been around the ballpark for a couple years on the major league level as a roving instructor. You know, spent some time with him down in Dunedin at spring training, talking to him. Really great guy. I think the fans will love him. He's got a lot of experience, you know, in Major League Baseball and minor league baseball. You know, he won the 1995 World Series with the Atlanta Braves, and then again in 2003 with the Florida Marlins. And for those, given we're in New England, you know, beating the Yankees in that one, so we're all excited about that. But really great guy. He's excited to be here to meet the fans and put a productive team and competitive team on the field.
Yes, 2003, because that was the year we sort of blew it against the Yankees. Of course, we won the next year, so I was kind of glad to see the Marlins win that year. The Marlins are an interesting team. Like, they won in 97 and 2003, and every other year they're horrible.
Right,
But they have won two World Series. So getting back to the Fisher Cats, though, you also have a lot of theme nights.
So we sit down at the end of the season and recap what went really well and what we want to improve on and what we think the fans are going to be looking for. You know, so one of the big announcements we just did about a week ago was we announced for four games we're actually going to become the Gatos Feroces de New Hampshire. So great, it's in
pronunciation.
Partnership.
Well,
thank you.
You're Spanish.
I'm married
in high
to a Spanish teacher. So,
oh, there you go. Well, she probably prepped you, I bet, right?
If I don't do that right, I'm in big trouble. So we're actually going to change our name. We have rebrand logos for those four dates. And it's an initiative that was started last year through minor league baseball, where there were 32 teams that were participating in this, and it's to really appeals to the number of Latinx players that have been playing baseball, really trying to put together programs and celebrate the heritage of those different individuals. This year, we're excited to be one of 72 teams that are participating throughout of minor league baseball out of 165 teams. So we're really excited to have that. Human Cannonball, I don't know if you saw it last year.
I did.
That's something that you don't want to miss. When a guy shoots out of a cannon, you know, goes about 100 feet in the air and shoots about 200 feet. We thought it would be real fun this year to have the Human Cannonball be on our Christmas, halfway to Christmas right, Day. Christmas in July.
That's July 26th. The first, can you pronounce it for me? That
Gatos Feroces de New Hampshire.
Perfect. So those dates are May 4th. I didn't get the lessons from your wife. May 4th, June 8th, July 6th, and August 24th. So let's stop there for a second. If we've spurred interest and someone wants to buy either season tickets or game day tickets, how do they go about doing that, Mike?
You can visit our website at nhfishercats.com 24 hours a day, or you can call the box office at 603-641-2005. And the box office hours are from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 5:30.
One of the fan favorites I know because oftentimes I get requests for games when there's particularly the fireworks. So seems like there's going to be a plethora of those events too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, those are by far some of our most popular promotions that we do every single year. Our partner Atlas Fireworks do a phenomenal job, put on a great show for us. So what we did last year, and we're continuing into 2019, is we started theming the shows. You know, so this year we'll have country music themed, Bob Marley, boy bands, to name a few, just really to add another level of entertainment to the fans when they come out. So it's not just a fireworks show, but it's themed to music. There's videos on the video board. So really, it's a lot of fun.
So how's the field looking?
The field is looking, there's no snow on it. I'm happy to say that because we've been on the radio here before and talked about what we're doing to get the snow off the field.
That's true, Mike.
Very excited that there is no snow on the field. Knock on wood, Mother Nature has been very kind to us. The staff is working really hard to get everything prepped. We actually have the installation of the new state-of-the-art HD video board that's going in. So there's a lot of work. It's busy bees this time of year around the stadium, getting everything ready for our players when they arrive, on Sunday.
So the new scoreboard is like the talk of the town. Tell us why, you think?
So I guess the easiest way that I've been able to explain it is for years we've had, we had a 384 square foot video board that was like your Panasonic or Magnavox tube TV. We now will have a video board that's about 1,850 square feet, all high def. So not only will the experience, fan experience that they see in the park be high def, but we'll also, all of our MILB streaming will also be high def. We'll have a replay system in effect, and really it's just going to change the production. You know, our production team has done a really, really good job with what we've had over the years, and this is really going to take that experience to a whole nother level.
I really love how the Fisher Cats, you and Art, do sort of envision your organization, because you're always looking to never rest on your laurels and to both improve the physical plant but also the entertainment value. Because, like, I'm a huge baseball fan at heart. I'm going anyway, but I know a lot of the audience is looking for some other aspects of entertainment. So it's really cool the way you refresh things.
Well, I appreciate that. And I say that to the staff all the time. The minute we get comfortable and think that we've done it all is going to be the beginning of the end. I think you need to continually raise that bar and change different things that you're doing at the ballpark, whether it be an experience in the ballpark or the show, to keep it fresh and keep people coming back year after year.
Exactly. And then the simple things, which are simple but not necessarily easy to do, but there's, always you can see Mike and his team, if there's a scrap of paper on the ground, we pick it up. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of Delta Dental. We make sure the bathrooms are still clean, and so it's great. Give us the website again if we've got some interest in people buying tickets.
Yep. You can visit nhfishercats.com. You can do that 24 hours a day, or you can call the box office at 603-641-2005.
Now, a program that we developed with New Hampshire Fisher Cats is the Oral Health Challenge, where children under 12 and under get, we sort of say earn tickets if they demonstrate that they brush in twice, floss daily for 7 consecutive days. And, you know, last year we had close to 1,700 participants. Again, I want to thank you for that Oral Health Challenge. And what should we be conveying to the listening audience on that?
So, first of all, thank you as well, Tom, because without a great partner like you, we wouldn't be able to do this. And your insight and what you guys do, you know, it's definitely important. As I've learned from you, is your oral health is your whole body health. So starting at a young age, the importance of brushing and flossing. But this is a tremendous program where kids can earn those tickets. You can find out information and sign up on our community tab at nhfishercats.com. You'll see a button right there for the Oral Health Challenge. You can participate in that. Come out to the ballpark, get recognized with a pregame parade. It really is, and you get a certificate. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun seeing the different faces and the smiles that are walking around the concourse, because this is an opportunity for kids to take their parents out. You know, you don't normally have an opportunity for your child to, hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm going to take you out to the ballpark. So they're working for that and getting rewarded for it. And we appreciate the partnership and you help make that happen.
Well, and thank you. And speaking of parents, I've heard this a lot from parents: by getting their children to brush and floss, it's actually improved their own oral health habits. And so it's great. And those dates are June 22nd, July 15th, and August 11th. Our participating dentists will get that information shortly. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Mike Ramshaw, who's the president and CEO and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, joining me this weekend of March 30th and 31st. And for those of you, many of you know Mike, you'll see him at the Shamrock Shuffle with me at 11:15 on Sunday, March 31st. And you'll also see Mike on opening day next Thursday, April 4th at 6:35. And I'm planning to be there, and that's against Binghamton. So let's, Mike, get into, we have a plethora of great promotions, the bobbleheads from the pretty three terrific parades we had last year, and all the giveaways, as well as the theme nights and special events. So why don't you get to it?
You got it. So we just announced recently our bobbleheads. We had told people they were mystery bobbleheads, but we just announced last week that we'll actually have a tri-bobble. So it's a set. There's three different bobbleheads that you'll want to collect. You'll want to go to each game. Because when you get them, they fit together like puzzle pieces. So you have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Bobblehead is on July 24th. That's the third one that we're doing. June 23rd, we'll have Beau Bichette. And then on June 5th, we will have the Kevin Biggio bobblehead. When you collect them, they're basically, it's the shape of a home plate, and they go together. And it's really neat. It's going to be a great collector's item.
And I just want to thank Kevin again. I had a grandfather that wanted his grandson to meet him last year, and you were happy to coordinate it, and Kevin did that, so that's great. So I guess I think those are going to be really hot, because those players are going to be major leaguers, if not already, and certainly they have name recognition. So
100%. The other giveaway is just to point out is we have a ring replica giveaway. So just to clarify what it is, it's a replica of our championship ring, but it's not something that you would wear. It's something that goes on your table, on your desk, like a paperweight. So it's probably, if I had to guess, it's probably like 15 times the size, 20 times the size of the actual ring.
Oh, wow.
Came out great. They look beautiful. It gives, you know, the fans, first 1,000 fans out to the ballpark, we have an opportunity to collect one of those.
And that's April 7th.
Put it on their desk. That'll be on April 7th. So, you know, vintage sign, that would be like your Coke, your old Coke sign. We actually partner with Coke for this. So it'll be a Fisher Cats, an older logo, Fisher Cats with the the Coke logo on
there. And that's May 5th, and as long as you brush and floss afterwards, I'm cool if you drink Coke.
There you go. Yeah, snow globe giveaway. So if there wasn't enough going on in Christmas in July already with the human cannonball, we also have the snow globe giveaway for the first 1,000 fans, courtesy of Northeast Delta Dental. We've never done a snow globe at the ballpark. You know, I'm really excited of what the proofs look like, and I think it's going to be another great collector's item for people, for fans coming out to the ballpark. And some people would question, why are we doing a fleece blanket giveaway in August.
Well, for one thing, it starts getting cooler.
There you go. So we experienced that last year, and you know, as baseball season starts to wind down, the next sport picks up, and you want to keep that brand going throughout the year. So whether you're sitting at a soccer field or you're at a football field, we want to make sure that the Fisher Cats brand is well represented throughout the state. So that's another opportunity to get a great giveaway on August 18th.
Everybody can, it's like having another toothbrush. Everybody can use another fleece blanket. So I think that's great.
Yep.
Great idea.
So then we have we brought back Harry Potter night. We have Star Wars night as well. Harry Potter night is on August 23rd. And then our Star Wars night, which is by far our most popular, is on July 27th. So those are dates that you're not going to want to miss. Come out to the ballpark. There is a sock giveaway on our Harry Potter night, which is August 23rd. And then, I hate to start, even though we're in school right now, but once the summer break starts to end, we always try to do some sort of a giveaway geared towards kids going back to school. So we have our lunchbox giveaway on August 25th.
Got to finish school first.
Right, right, right.
But speaking of school, you'll all see me out there on Thursday, May 23rd. Mike and his crew are so gracious to allow the what we call the statewide scholars. Those are most of the high schools in the state, all but a few, have a program called Statewide Scholars that basically students take orchestrated set of advanced placement courses in a methodical way, and you become a statewide scholar. And there are many benefits to that, including you can apply to certain schools in New Hampshire, and the application is waived, but application fee is waived. Moreover, more and more schools are, you know, recognizing the scholars program. So we recognize all of those high schools on Thursday, May 23rd, at 11:30, 5 a.m. What we call Education Day, and we always have excitement. It always seems to be hot that day, Mike. And one year we had a fire alarm.
Yeah,
remember
that?
But we got through it, and you guys did great with that. Tell us about some of these special events. Before you do, once again, give us the website.
NHFisherCats.com. Again, that's NHFisherCats.com, or you can call the box office at 603-641-2005.
So you can get both individual game tickets as well as season
Correct.
Ticket packets.
Yep.
Great.
If you're a business owner and you want to treat your employees or customers, we have opportunities for you there as well with our group outings.
Perfect. And it is quite an opportunity to go. I know that when we use it for our employees, we're also using it. There's a walk that we have with the Arthritis Foundation, and then the leading fundraisers get to use the suite. It's just a great experience, and it's so much candid, I know how to put it, but it's so much more convenient than going into Boston.
Right.
And a much more friendly atmosphere at times. So tell us about things like the Nitro Circus and the Dueling Piano Show and some other special events.
So Nitro Circus, we announced about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. It's a company or organization that was started with Travis Pastrana. Some people in New Hampshire may be familiar with him. I know he's done the race up with the car, the rally race up Mount Washington. It's kind of based off of X Games. So there's a lot of ramps, a lot of jumps, jumping things from motorcycles to scooters to bikes to we've seen coolers and bathtubs. I mean, they're crazy what they do. Extreme sports. It's really entertaining. It's been very well received. We should have a phenomenal crowd out for that event. Taking place on May 31st. If you want to purchase tickets for that event, you can purchase those through nitrocircus.com, or you can visit our website, nhfishercats.com, and there's a link right there to guide you directly to getting those tickets. Last year, we had the Dueling Pianos. We had two different dates where they had them come out, and it really was, I attended both of those as a fan, and it was a lot of fun. They really do a good job keeping the fans and the guests engaged and entertained throughout the evening. So if that's something you want to look at doing, it's on June 15th. Also, this will be our second year of doing the Food Truck Festival, where last year in August we did it. It was very well received. We had over 3,000 people over the 2 days. We're looking to grow that this year. We have it Friday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 13th.
So essentially, the families come down, put out their picnic blankets, and kind of mingle about around playing some lawn games.
100%. Yeah, we have the food trucks around the warning track, if you haven't been to the ballpark. So you park the food trucks around the warning track, and then the fans come in, visit each of those food trucks, and they can actually bring a blanket, sit down there. There's some games, some entertainment for people While they're enjoying the atmosphere, being on the Fisher Cats, Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, being right on the field. And then we also are this year the Taco Tour. We're one of the spots for the Taco Tour on May 2nd. It'll be in the parking lot outside. There'll be a Fisher Cats game later on that day.
6:35 and then.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so game is 6:35.
Oh, my God, Mike. The whiteboard in the basement of the stadium is filled with all of you. This is really unbelievable. Now, getting back then, of course, we have this global entertainment that was just described. But, of course, there are also a lot of people that go because they're awesome, baseball fans. So tell us about the potential. And I realize that the roster isn't definite yet, but perhaps tell us a little bit about the potential prospects who might be playing for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats this year.
We're very excited about the opportunity. The farm team, even below us in single A last year, did really well. There's some top prospects. Again, we'll know in a couple days who we're going to actually have on our roster. But there's a chance. Nothing's official. I don't know this. This is purely a guess. But you've got shortstop Kevin Smith. He's one of the top five Blue Jays prospects. He had 18 home runs last year in Dunedin. Patrick Murphy, who's a pitcher, voted Pitcher of the Year last year in Advanced A. Shortstop Logan Warmoth. He's a first-round pick at a UNC 2 years ago. Nate Pearson, almost had him last year. Hopefully we'll have him this year. He's one of the top pitching prospects in the game.
And he can fling it in almost at 100 or so, yeah.
Yeah, I said he's hit it over 100 miles an hour on the radar gun. His stuff has been compared to a video game. So I'd be really excited to see him here in New Hampshire. We've had all these names of, offspring of celebrities or famous baseball players and athletes, and there's still one more that's in the system that we have an opportunity maybe to see is Casey Clemens, first baseman. He's another son of the famous and great Roger Clemens. We might not see him until the end of the season, but it'd be great to have him come back here.
And what people don't realize is the path. Obviously New Hampshire Fisher Cats are double A, but a lot of times they're going straight to the major leagues. Of course, Vladimir Guerrero could have been in the major leagues last year. Way back 20 years ago, went double A to triple A, and now the triple A sometimes is used more as a rehab and major leaguers on their way down. So people don't realize the people that we're seeing right here in Manchester, New Hampshire, you're going to see, in the major leagues and, many of the Gold Crown MVP winners that we give out every year at the Granite State Baseball Dinner. People like Anthony Goes, have made the major leagues. And so we probably will expect some New Hampshire favorites like Vladimir Guerrero and Danny Jensen and Jonathan Davis to be in the major leagues this year.
For sure. It's hard to believe that since 2004, we've had over 113 Fisher Cat alumni make it to the major league, whether it's with the Blue Jays or another team. And it's kind of eye-opening when you look at the amount.
It is, and that's 27 or so in the last 2 years. And so I always stress to people that may not be familiar with kind of how baseball works these days. So you're going to be seeing, major leaguers in the next year or two right through in Manchester. And, of course, we both know and everybody knows last year Vladimir Guerrero could have been in the major leagues last year, and he was playing in the New Hampshire Fisher Cats just because to, keep his eligibility. So final word, let's get to nhfishercats.com. And final word for the season, Mike, as you go into it, you look trim and psyched and ready to roll, refreshed.
I feel better than I ever have, Tom. I'm really excited for what this season has to bring, excited for the different experiences and opportunities that we have and events that we have scheduled for our fans. Look forward to showing off that new video board once it goes live for our fans. And really, it's just, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this isn't possible without the tremendous staff that we have working for us day in and day out. It's truly like no other. The hours that they put in leading up to the season, the commitment, the passion about putting out quality entertainment for our fans and understanding it's a real big part of the community. You need to be a part of the community. I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you to each and every one of them for making this possible.
Thank you for saying that, because we all know that we're as strong as our team, and they always have, not only are they understand their community responsibilities, but they have great customer service. So opening day, Thursday night, April 4th, I will see people there. And again, the Oral Health Challenge for my participating dentists, those dates are June 22nd, July 15th, and August 11th. NHFisherCats.com. Buy some tickets. Come to the games. Mike, thank you,
Tom, thank you
for joining me this weekend, and we'll see you at opening night.
Sounds great.